Thank you very much. Thanks, folks. Realize I stand between you and the rest of your evening, and it's been a long day. I'm sure I'm cognizant of that. Having said that, we'd like to spend a few moments talking to you about what we at NCA&T call our Plasticulture Cash Back, or Rental Cash Back Program for North Carolina Small Farmers. I was a county agent for many years. When I transitioned over to campus about a year ago, one of the first things I was charged with taking a look at was our existing plasticulture effort there at NCA&T. And I'll spend a few moments telling you about where we were prior to where we wound up. We had a grant-funded program in place at A&T whereby plastic was available for small farmers. We had an extension associate that spent a great deal of time traversing the state of North Carolina actually laying plastic for farmers. So farmers enjoyed that very much. It was free labor and materials for them. We began to ask some questions about that, such as what's the real benefit to extension with this kind of effort, and was that the best efficient use of a staff person's time, and where was the educational opportunity, extension being an educational organization, who was getting educated? So we began to take a look at a new model of plasticulture at A&T. A few of the things that we wanted to have built into that new program. First, I might say that we sought input from a lot of folks. We were operating under that old adage that if folks are going to be asked to operate under new guidelines or new rules, that if they have some input into those rules, then they're probably a little more likely to go along with them. So we sought input from our county staff. Also, our administrators at A&T, our property manager, our university legal got into that because we wanted to make sure we could legally do what we wanted to try. So these are some of the things that we wanted to incorporate into our new effort. We wanted to have a strong educational component whereby we would train our county agents in plasticulture production and how to operate the equipment. We wanted to have a mechanism to generate a small pool of funds so we could maintain our equipment and the program would be self-supporting. We also wanted that fee to be to have the least impact on a small farmer as possible. We also wanted to build an accountability piece into it to ensure that the farmers would take care of our equipment. And we wanted to be able to collect some data on these farmers about what crops they were growing, as much demographic information as they would be willing to share with us. The county centers made it rather clear that they were not all that interested in handling the funds, so we wanted to find a way to relieve them of that burden. And we also wanted to place plasticulture equipment within a reasonable driving distance of most of our small-scale farmers in North Carolina. So how did we get there? Well, we decided to equip some strategically located centers around the state with plasticulture equipment. We decided to rent versus loaning out the equipment to generate that pool of funds so the program could be self-supporting. The rental fee that we decided on was $50 a day, and of that $50, $25 was to be returned to the farmer when they brought the equipment back, provided the equipment was clean and undamaged. So it was a net cost of $25 a day to the small-scale farmers. We wanted to create a training program for our county-based staff, and then we wanted to, in turn, rely on the county staff to train the farmers in plasticulture production. It says that three extension centers were equipped, and when we take a look at the map in just a moment, you'll see a few more than three, but there were three centers for which we purchased plasticulture equipment. We bought a compact layer that you could use in a high tunnel, a larger one for field use, and a mulch lifter to help with taking up the mulch at the season's end or the end of the life of the, the crop. We also bought gantry cranes for these three locations, so it would make it easier when a farmer came to load up the equipment. We could lift the layer up with a gantry crane. They can back their trailer underneath there, and we can set it back down on the trailer and then secure it. We also have plasticulture equipment at our university farm, which is located in Guilford County. And we decided to make ourselves one of the county centers that had plasticulture equipment available for rental. So this is our map of the locations. You see Rowan County is the one right in the center of the state, and then you move southeast from there. You see Sampson, and then to the northeast, Martin, and then all along a east-northeast line back toward the center part of the state, you'll see Guilford. That's our university farm location. And to the right of Guilford, you'll see Franklin County. Franklin County is a brand new addition. As we were going to press with all of this, Franklin wanted to get in on the act, so they have plastic layers there as well. The red stars to the west, Watauga and Avery County, those are county centers that had plasticulture equipment available for rental already via local NRCS offices. So we decided for the time being at least that that would be sufficient to give us coverage in the western part of the state. So we were happy a couple of months ago to roll out this new effort with the equipment, the gantry cranes, and everything ready to go for our small farmers. Components were, we have a rental application now that farmers are to fill out. A liability waiver to limit the university's exposure in the event that something were to go wrong, especially something that might involve personal injury. We have a farmer data collection form, and we have a dedicated university-based account to handle the funds. Some samples of plastic laying equipment that we have at the county centers. You see a compact mulch layer on the right, and then a mulch lifter on the left. So what happened? What's going to happen? Well, as I said, we only rolled this out a couple of months ago, and we rolled it out at a time of year where traditionally in our state there's not a great deal of plastic being laid, but the equipment has been going out regularly. We haven't had any complaints from anyone, not the farmers, and perhaps just as importantly, no complaints from the county staff about any of the components that have gone into the program. Our curriculum to train our county staff has been approved by our administration. It's currently in the development phase. Materials to promote our effort are also in the development stage, and we anticipate perhaps adding some more county centers to give us better coverage. For example, Franklin, which we just added. And with that, I'll say thanks, and I'll be glad to take any questions you may have about our program.